Hello, my name is Jasser Cooley. I'm just going to be talking about digital transformation. Why? Well, I'm passionate about it. I love digital technology. It's everything that we have in existence of our life, so why not harvest about it? And let me take a step back and let me explain what I mean. Digital. I mean, I'm not talking about new websites, social media marketing, e-commerce stores, or even just the use of iPhones. I'm talking about the pace and the rapid adoption of new technology. If you're going digital, you're okay. But if you're a digital innovator, that's where you're digitally transforming the world. Companies like Amazon, Airbnb, Facebook. I mean, it's the journey and the strategy planned and organizational change that is provided and massaged by data-driven strategy for high-performing output. Before, things were okay just being good enough. But now, where we're headed, good enough is dead. Everything is connected, from your refrigerator to your TVs to your phones to even your toothbrush. Performance is now close to perfection. We are digitizing everything, mobilizing everything. We have augmented reality in every possible scenario, and automation is occurring to 10x performance. Think about it. Computers, self-driving cars, they can think and make decisions for themselves now. This was science fiction. And it's now become a scientific fact. Most transformational time in the human era that we've ever seen in a small period. Never have we seen this drastic change where it's okay to say it's just happening. I mean, skills we need to survive are not the same anymore. Chaos and exponential change has become the norm. This change is exponential, like compounding on a chessboard. Everything has become connected, and sooner or later, even our bodies will be wired with sensors to speak to each other. The workflow is now complete. So my question to you is, are you driving this change? Or are you driven by it? Amplified with each other, creating this storm of change. I mean, think about it. It's all compiled and put together. Big data. Big data fuels IoT. IoT fuels AI and deep learning, where you start learning everything. And then it goes into robotics, where they provide you the whole entire system's output. Now remember, it's not just a system, it's an entire ecosystem now. Now, humans are at the verge of saying ethics and EQ and emotional intelligence, and that just is a significant value. Human insights and wisdom is strongly focused on. Well, everything, because software and robots will do most of our tasks. Human represents the why. We have to be liquid enough to where now you're learning the ecosystem and not the single system. Human behavior is now the ultimate domain. Humanity at its strongest peak. We're now focusing on what we think as ethics, of we think as morals, and what do we think as humanity, rather than working on the mundane task at we've ultimately grew up being doing. Now, here's my question, right? Since they amplify each other, they create this storm of change from all of this data, but what about the value of that data, the security of that data? And now the question of, oh, will they ever get us back? Now, what I'm saying here to you, it's been said for the past 200 years. People have been saying the same thing, but what makes it different? Why am I not just the boy who cries wolf? Just in the past few years, our machinery has now showcased skills that have never even been close to being seen before. The day is not too far. They've already adapted our senses of understanding, hearing, thinking, moving, and even speaking. Technological process has significantly showed high volume and great quality, and it just continues to grow. Remember, it's all about the ecosystem, not the system. We used to think high level with our lives and low level with technology. It's time to reverse that, because it's become so easy to create a product the same way it's become easy to print a document. That's just my two cents on digital transformation. I'm ready for it. Are you? Guys, thank you so much for listening to my first ever podcast. I look forward to be doing this a lot more. Please give me your feedback, concerns, comments, any topics you want me to talk about. Hit me up on Twitter, like, share this podcast, and thank you so much for listening to the Jay Cooley Audio Experience.